Good morning and welcome to Vision for You Big Book Study, Overeaters Anonymous, a Vision for You Big Book Study. My name is Elaine B., and I am a recovered compulsive overeater from Massachusetts. And today's date is Friday, November 24th. Today we're reading from the Big Book, and we are on page XVI, paragraph 1, which begins with, prior to his journey to Akron and ends with that alcoholic turned out to be the Akron physician. Today's readers are Shirley R. for the 12 steps, Lorraine N. for the 12 traditions, Sherry M. will read our text, and Chanel T. will read page 164 for us. The reference number for yesterday's 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time meeting is 20868. And the reference number for today's 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time meeting is 20870. VOA Preamble. Overeaters Anonymous is a fellowship of individuals who, through shared experience, strength, and hope, are recovering from compulsive overeating. We welcome everyone who wants to stop eating compulsively. There are no dues or fees for members. We're self-supporting through our own contributions, neither soliciting nor accepting outside donations. OA is not affiliated with any public or private organization, political movement, ideology, or religious doctrine. We take no position on outside issues. Our primary purpose is to abstain from compulsive eating and compulsive food behaviors and to carry the message of recovery through the 12 steps of OA to those who still suffer. Our sole purpose. OA's fifth tradition states that each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. At a Vision for You Big Book Study, our message is that people who suffer from compulsive overeating can recover through abstinence and the practice of the 12 steps and 12 traditions of Overeaters Anonymous. Here are the steps we took, which are suggested as a program of recovery. And I will now ask Shirley R. to please read the 12 steps of OA. Please press star 1 to unmute, Shirley.
May God's Spirit surround all of us as our steps. We admitted we were powerless over alcohol, that our lives had become unmanageable. Came to believe that a power greater than ourselves could restore us to sanity. Made a decision to turn our will and our lives over to the care of God as we understand Him. Made a searching and fearless moral inventory of ourselves. Admitted to God, to ourselves, and to another human being, the exact nature of our wrongs. We're entirely ready to have God remove all these defects of character. Humbly asked Him to remove our shortcomings. Made a list of all persons we had harmed, and became willing to make amends to them all. Made direct amends to such people wherever possible, except when to do so would injure them or others. Continued to take personal inventory, and when we were wrong, promptly admitted it. 11. Sought through power and meditation to improve our conscious contact with God as we understand Him, praying only for knowledge of His will for us and the power to carry that out.
Thank you very much, Shirley.
Oh, no. 12. Having a spiritual awakening as a result of these steps, we try to carry this message to alcoholics and to practice these principles in all our affairs. Thank you for monitoring, and thank you for the chance to do service.
Thank you very much, Shirley. I appreciate your service. Okay, and I will now ask Lorraine N. to please read the 12 traditions.
Good morning, Elaine. Good morning, everyone. Lorraine N., recovered compulsive eater here in Oregon. The 12 traditions of Overeaters Anonymous. 1. Our common welfare should come first. Personal recovery depends upon OA unity. 2. For our group purpose, there is but one ultimate authority, a loving God, as he may express himself in our group conscience. Our leaders are but trusted servants. They do not govern. 3. The only requirement for OA membership is a desire to stop eating compulsively. 4. Each group should be autonomous except in matters affecting other groups or OA as a whole. 5. Each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. 6. An OA group ought never endorse, finance, or lend the OA name to any related facility or outside enterprise, lest problems of money, property, and prestige divert us from our primary purpose. 7. Every OA group ought to be fully self-supporting, declining outside contributions. 8. Overeaters Anonymous should remain forever non-professional, but our service centers may employ special workers. 9. OA as such ought never be organized, but we may create service boards or committees directly responsible to those they serve. 10. Overeaters Anonymous has no opinion on outside issues. Hence, the OA name ought never be drawn into public controversy. 11. Our public relations policy is based on attraction rather than promotion. We need always maintain personal anonymity at the level of press, radio, films, television, and other public media of communication. 12. Anonymity is the spiritual foundation of all these traditions, ever reminding us to place principles before personalities. Thank you for the opportunity to read the traditions, and I pass.
Thanks so much for your service, Lorraine M. How our meeting works. Our meeting focuses on the directions for recovery described in the Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous. We read a paragraph or two from the literature and stop and share on what was read. Anyone can share, but we ask that you keep your sharing to the topic and literature we're discussing and that you keep your share to approximately 3 minutes. Singleness of purpose reminds us to identify as compulsive overeaters only. Our abstinence requirement for moderators is 1 year and for readers is 6 months. There's no abstinence requirement for sharing on topic. This meeting does request that your sharing be directly linked to what was read. We're sharing what the directions in the Big Book mean to us. To share, press star 1 to unmute. Once you're done sharing, let us know by saying pass, then press star 1 to mute your phone. To have a quiet meeting, everyone's phone except the speaker should be muted. Today, we resume our study of the Big Book. We are on page XVI, paragraph 1, and I will ask Sherry M. to please begin reading for us.
Thank you. Prior to his journey to Akron, the broker had worked hard with many alcoholics on the theory that only an alcoholic could help an alcoholic. But he had succeeded only in keeping sober himself. The broker had gone to Akron on a business venture which had collapsed, leaving him greatly in fear that he might start drinking again. He suddenly realized that in order to save himself, he must carry his message to another alcoholic. That alcoholic turned out to be the Akron physician. Well, I feel very lucky to have this paragraph. My name is Sherry M., and I'm gratefully recovered today in Wyoming. Today I'm in California. Thank you, Elaine, for your service. I don't feel sick or hungover from food today. I didn't stuff myself yesterday, and I haven't needed to kill myself with food because of the instructions here in the Big Book. And I just took some notes, so it's probably going to be incoherent, but some things that just came to mind were in my book, it says that, you know, of course, this is Bill Wilson. He had step 12. He had the action. He knew that he must carry it. And he's going to be bringing step 1, the problem, to relate to Dr. Bob, which I won't get into because that is, we'll save that for Monday, the next paragraph. But isn't that the whole point? He realized in order to save himself, he must carry this message. And I'm going to succeed in keeping abstinent and recovered if I help others. So I should be very afraid not to do this. The whole point is it's a selfish act, right? I'm passing this on so that I can stay recovered. It's not about who gets it or who doesn't get it. I love what Harlan G says, and I hope I'm quoting him correctly, but this has been very helpful to me when I was also afraid to sponsor. He says that when someone's ready to be recovered, a monkey could sponsor them. And when someone's not ready, then Bill W. could come back from his grave and he's not going to help them. So it has nothing to do with me. My only goal here is to give away what I have. So I couldn't get recovered in OA from my AA sponsor because she doesn't relate to being a compulsive overeater. I can't necessarily help an anorexic or bulimic. I can help them with the steps. I know how to do the steps. I've been doing them for 20 years, but I don't know that exact thing of controlling food or throwing up. So that might be helpful for that person to go to someone who has that experience. So whatever experience that I need, I go to that person to help me because it's one compulsive overeater relating to another one. So my prayer every day is, God, help me do all I can to help others find what your will is for them, right? It's about just reading the book, pulling out the instructions, helping to identify the warnings, asking questions as they come along. And, you know, my sponsor helps me sponsor others, just like I help my sponsees sponsor their sponsees. So I ask questions of others. Another really good tool, if you're afraid, is listen to all the Step 12 panels and all the special editions here at A Vision for You. There's a lot of Q&A. I have gathered, you know, ways in which I sponsor from adopting what other people do. I don't have to reinvent the wheel. I have to just recover. And then I have to pass it on. Why? Because that's my job, and I won't be able to keep what I have unless I do. So I can't wait to hear from everyone else. Thank you for letting me share, and I hope everyone has a blessed day.
Thank you very much, Sherry M. Great start. So, though we value everybody's experience, we do ask that you limit your share to every third day in order that others might share their experience too. So if you would like to comment on page XVI, paragraph 1, and you haven't shared in the last few days, please press star 1 to unmute and let me know.
This is KS.
NM.
KS. NM and who? I got KS, NM and who? Who's from New Jersey? Thank you. Okay. KS, NM.
Robin P. in Georgia.
Robin P. Anybody else? Okay, we've got KS, NM, Sue's in New Jersey. I didn't catch the first initial of your last name, and Robin P. So please share with us, Kay, and you'll be followed by NM.
Thank you. I would like to know how Sherry spells her first name and what state she lives in so I can look up her number and call her. The last
she, her the first initial of her last name is M. I'm not sure what state she's in. I'm sorry. Sherry M,
you know,
is in Mary.
Do you know how to spell Sherry?
Sherry.
Thank you.
Thank you. Okay. And M, please share with us and you'll be followed by Suze. Thank you.
Good morning, everybody. Ann M., Washington State. Just a quick thought here. Actually, I wrote quite a bit of notes on this page. And an old-timer years ago told me that, and I have this written, that the friend that Bill W. had turned out to be his sponsor, Ebby Thatcher, and in the history of AA. And this paragraph reminds me that when, especially the last sentence, that he suddenly realized that in order to save himself, he must carry his message to another alcoholic. That alcoholic turned out to be the Akron physician. So this, to me, was the 12th step inspiration, the inspiration for it. And of course, the Axford group too was this introduction to Bill of the, which is on page 263, his the six tenets of the Axford group. And Bill had to accept that first, that I understand, had to accept that first step, which was definitely recognizing that there's a power greater than himself, and how the complete deflation that the words state in the big book. And I have learned so much from the old timers. These are old timers, but my old timers in my meetings when I came in knew this big book, and that was what that guided their life. And this is what guides my life now with the step work. It tells me how to work the steps. And that is so helpful to me. And also having a sponsee or sponsees is critical. And I so appreciate this meeting. It's kept me connected. And I wish everyone a happy holiday, however you celebrate. Thanks.
Thank you very much, Ann M. Suze, what is the first initial of your last name?
Hi, I'm Sue, S is in Sam, from New Jersey.
Okay, great. Please share with us.
Thank you. Sorry about the voice. I have a strep throat, and that's okay. I still managed to get to Thanksgiving. They were kind enough to let me come, sick though I was. And it's been an interesting road, being ill and in program. I've been in program about a year and a half. But anyway, getting back to the reading, it's a great reading, and it kind of gives me a good push, because I'm very slow to share my recovery with other people. But it's funny enough, this had a strange upbringing, but one of the things that happened was I received compliments when I did well. And it's something that I do now today with people I know. And it's not because I can't keep my compliment. I can't keep my good feeling about myself if I don't compliment someone else. It's just like a joy, that joy we talk about in program, just bubbling up out of me and telling someone, oh, you look wonderful today, or oh, what a great speech, or whatever it is. And that has to do with higher power. That joy, that lovingness. So when I'm sharing with someone else in program, it definitely I hear it that I'm supposed to do this because it'll help me keep my abstinence. But even more to me personally, it has to do with spreading the love and the kindness and the dependability of higher power. So I'll be doing more of that. It's a good reminder. And it's just something that I was given as a younger person. It's another indication to me and another closeness for me to higher power, to be able to realize that, yes, to keep my abstinence, I need to do this, but only because it's my joy to spread the love that higher power has given me since I was very, very young. So I thank you and have a great day. Thank you for your service.
Thank you, Sue. Sue's Essen, New Jersey. Robin P. is up next, and then we'll take another lineup on page XVI, paragraph 1. Please share with us, Robin P.
Hey, thank you, Elaine. Hi, I'm Robin P. I'm a very grateful recovered compulsive overeater, and I am currently in Georgia. And I'm just really grateful to be on the line today. Yesterday was a little challenging. Our dog ran away for 5 hours, and I didn't know where he was. He didn't know where he was. He got lost in the woods. And 26 people, we gave our numbers to 26 people, and they all responded so kindly, and one of them found Beto, and it was just, everyone was so kind, and I'm so grateful to be abstinent and recovered today, because I could show up for all of that and keep praying and asking for help. It felt like everything I learned in program about reaching out and ask for help, just keep asking for help and be humble and ask for help. And that was the solution. And it just felt like program in action. Regarding the reading, I'm so grateful to know that I was given so much so freely, and I get to keep passing it on. And I completely know that it's really, I cannot hold what I don't give away. And I just get to keep practicing these principles in all my affairs, be of service, and, go to meetings and help others, I'm so grateful for reaching out and even the willingness to reach out and be of service to others and sponsor. It's just such a gift to be willing, because it always seemed like that whatever was the one thing I wasn't willing to do was the one thing I needed to do to stay abstinent and recovered. And I'm so grateful for this meeting. I've been abstinent almost 8 years by God's grace and mercy, one day at a time. And it's through the gift of a vision for you. And it's literally been a vision for me. It's just, I'm so grateful. There's just so much wonderful recovery on this meeting. And if you're new, just keep coming back and reach out. I always say reach out and reach up, and it works every time. God bless everybody with a really blessed abstinent holiday weekend. And thank you, Elaine, for your service and everyone else who makes this meeting possible. I'll pass.
Thank you so much, Robin P. Okay, we are commenting and sharing on page XVI, paragraph 1. And though we value everybody's experience, we ask that you limit your share to every third day in order that others might share their experience too. So if you'd like to comment, please press star 1 to unmute and give me your name and where you're calling from.
Bonnie B. from Florida.
Bonnie B. Anyone else? Plenty of time.
Christy K. from Washington State.
Christy K., Washington State. Anyone
Miriam
else? Janice K. I heard Miriam and I heard Janice K. Miriam, what's the first initial of your last name?
J. from Massachusetts.
Miriam J. from Massachusetts. And Janice, where are you calling from?
Oregon.
Great. Anybody else want to get in this lineup?
Joan Marie M.
Joan Marie M.
Nevada.
Nevada. Great. So far we've got Bonnie B. in Florida, Christy K., Miriam J., Janice K., and Joan Marie M. Okay, let's go with this. And Bonnie B., please share with us. You'll be followed by Christy K.
Hey, thanks, Elaine. Thank you, everyone. Bonnie B. from Florida, not generally on this meeting, generally on the first meeting, but so delighted to be here today. What a beautiful paragraph. I mean, everything about this paragraph is about getting out of myself and giving to other people. And this paragraph makes it incredibly clear that if I don't get out of myself, I'm going back into the food. For me, as a compulsive overeater, I didn't have a weight issue. I thought I did when I came in. I didn't have a restriction issue. I thought I did. What I had was I had a thinking issue. I had a thinking disease. One of my first sponsors, and I've had many, encouraged me when I went through the big book to cross out the word drinking and put thinking. Because for me, as I think, so I go. I tell people, you can tell what my life is like by looking at my body, and that's indicative of my thoughts. I have a thinking issue. And so he was doing what we're supposed to do, right? He was working with many people, and he was good. And then life happened to him, and something went the direction that he would have not probably preferred. And then he found himself on shaky ground, and he immediately knew that he had to find someone to share again with. This is my story. I can only have two thoughts in my head at the same time. As much as I'd love to say that I have a Hallmark movie being played out in front of me, I don't. But this is my reality. I have an option. and the option is to either get back into myself or to pivot very quickly and look up. This program to me is about complete surrender, but it's not surrender to anything other than my God. God is well aware of what's going on, and he's given us the gift of the solution, and the solution is get out of yourself. In that third step prayer, you know, offer all of it to God. This is what it has to be for me. And when I'm in it, when life happens to me, and it happens as it does to all of us, I suddenly realize that in order to save myself, I have to drop myself all the deeper into this program. And by this program, I just mean die to myself and be of service to other people, because that's what it looks like. For me, that's what it looks like. And those things that were troublesome to me, they're removed. And as I do what the steps say, especially step three, right? Like, God, I offer myself to you, and I put all of those things in the palm of my hand, and I offer them up to my God and then lay them down as a surrender. I get to be of service to others, and God shows up as only he can. And then guess who's the star of the show yet again? It's him. I'll just close real quickly with this. With regards to sponsoring people, I didn't want to sponsor people either initially, and it was because of image management. I was so concerned about how people thought I would look if I didn't show up perfect. But as the first person shared, you know, it's not us, it's God. So thank you so much for allowing me to share, and blessings to you all. Bye-bye.
Thank you very much, Bonnie B. Christy K., you're up next, and you'll be followed by Miriam J. Please share with us, Christy.
Good morning, everybody. This is Christy K. from Washington State, and this paragraph right now is really perfect for me because this is where, I hate the word failed, but this is where I failed the last two times because of not following through with sponsoring. I understand I must carry the message, and this is something I've really struggled to learn in this program because of perfectionism. I want to do everything just perfect, so I kind of psych myself out of sponsoring. My sponsors told me many times that I should be afraid not to sponsor, and obviously I hadn't learned that lesson. So I'm going through the steps again. This is the second time in a year, and as a result, this is as a result of not carrying the message. I understand that now. And I do understand how selfish I've been because I've only been thinking of myself and worrying about how I'll come across and what if I can't help somebody. And I know that's not what this program is about. So for me, and I'm sure for everybody else, I know that I must share my recovery in order to stay recovered myself. So that's why I'm working through the steps again, because it's taken me a few times to learn that. So I'm actually looking forward to sponsoring, which is a huge change for me. So I hope everybody had a wonderful holiday. And with that, I'll pass. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Christy K. Okay, Miriam J. is up next, followed by Janice K.
Good morning, Miriam J. from Massachusetts, compulsive overeater in recovery. And thank you for your service and for everyone else who's on the line. I, too, usually am on the 7 o'clock. But it's, you know, it's good to be here live. What came to me as this paragraph was just the power and the way in which God works. You know, we have Ebby going to Bill. We have Bill trying with others, not working, going to Akron, connecting with Bob, and with that connection, this divinely inspired program is born based on the foundation of all those other, you could say coincidences, but it's not for me. For me, my higher power, who I refer to as God, really just weaves love together. And in order for that to work, we have to put ourselves out there and serve others. I don't do that perfectly. I have a long way to go with that, but I do it because it's the only way that this program can survive. if I don't put myself out there, and if each of us were to make that decision not to do that, then someday that this doesn't exist anymore. And in my opinion, that would not be God's will. So that's what came up to me when we read this paragraph. And with that, I'll pass. Thanks.
Well, thank you very much, Miriam J. Janice K., you are up next, and you'll be followed by Joan Marie M.
Hi, this is Janice K. in Oregon. Really good shares. What I see here, oh, Bill is such a salesman. Keeping sober himself, to save himself, he must carry his message to other alcoholics. If I were a new person, the idea of, to put it crassly, God will help you stay on the diet, would be very appealing. And that's kind of the appeal on one level here. But I look at my own life, and I can look at this from the eyes of achievement. Are you sober? Are you abstinent? Are you clean? Or I can look at it from the standpoint of the spiritual life. I think that that talk in the big book about being rocketed or catapulted into the fourth dimension, about having the spirit, step 12 talks about the spiritual awakening. Not a spiritual awakening, but the spiritual awakening. And I can't help but wonder if that isn't the translation from my ordinary motivation to something different. I like the way Dr. Bob stated his motivation for step 12 work. In the big book, page 180, it's Dr. Bob's nightmare. Dr. Bob says, I spend a great deal of time passing on what I learn to others who want and need it badly. I do it for four reasons. First, a sense of duty. It's my duty. It's my job. Two, it's a pleasure. It is. Three, because doing so, I am paying my debt to the man who took time to pass it on to me. And I'm paying back the debt I owe. I'm also, it's a form of serving not just people, but my higher power. Fourth, because every time I do it, I take out a little more insurance for myself against a possible slip. So he had Dr. Bob describe program as having three parts. Trust God, clean house, serve others. So that's what I try to do. Thank you for listening. I pass.
Thank you very much, Janice K. Okay, Joan Marie M. is up next. And after Joan Marie, we'll take another lineup. If you joined us late, we're commenting on page XVI, paragraph 1, prior to his journey, ending with the Akron physician. Joan Marie, please share with us. Star 1 to unmute. Pretty
well,
sure I heard Joan Marie.
Good morning.
Ah, good morning.
I was talking to myself there for a second. I thought I was on muted. Yes, what a beautiful shares. And yesterday, oh my gosh, I didn't have a chance to share yesterday. And so I just wanted to go back a little bit. And it says in the last the paragraph before, the necessity of belief in and dependence upon God. And I tie that in with sponsoring. And that's what I get out of this paragraph, that it's so necessary for me to sponsor. Not only that, but it's a joy. And because I'm not relying on myself to do this, I rely on God. And I pray and ask God for the guidance and direction because he knows hearts and I don't. And so that takes away all fear. And it's such a joy to see people becoming alive and free. And it keeps me alive and free. And I'm so grateful for this program and for everyone that shares on the line, how important that is to share, because you might just say one thing that a light bulb turns on and they realize something they never saw before. So I'm so grateful and I'm very thankful. Yesterday was such a peaceful, joyful Thanksgiving. I had my Thanksgiving dinner last Sunday with my son, and then this Sunday with a friend. So yesterday was a completely by myself with God, and it was joyful because before I never ever wanted to be alone and not comfortable. And yesterday it was a joy, a peaceful, wonderful day. And so I bless everyone with God's grace, God's joy, and God's love. And with that, I pass.
Thank you very much, Joan Marie. Though we value everybody's experience, we do ask that you limit your share to every third day so others can share their experience. And we have time for, let's see, probably three more shares, maybe more. And if you'd like to comment, please press star one.
Carolyn S. New York.
Carolyn S.
Yes.
Robin B. Ohio.
Robin B. Ohio.
Getty from New York. Getty M.
Getty M. from New York. Okay, great. Let's take these three and see how we end up with time. So Carolyn S., please share with us, and you're followed by Robin B. in Ohio.
Hi, everybody. Happy belated Thanksgiving. I'm out walking, and it's a little windy, so I'm sorry. Yesterday, gratitude. So is today, so is every day. I'm so grateful for all the people in my life. I forgot to say I'm a recovered but not cured compulsive overeater. One of the biggest miracles for me yesterday was when I was doing my step 11, and it asked if I had any resentment. I said no, even though my mom, after pulling us around for several months with whether or not she would put my dad in the home, she totally flip-flopped and said, he's going to come home. He's not going to have the extra hours, she said. So basically, we're back at ground zero, and it's been months. So in the past, yeah, I would have been hugely resentful. But today, I'm in recovery. And why is that? Because somebody reached out to me that I needed it. And I, to say that my sponsees owe me something, I feel like it's the opposite. I feel like their incredible willingness and strength and sense of purpose, and watching them not just shrink physically, but to swell emotionally. That sounds weird, but I think you know what I mean. Like just this joy to see it coming out, to see it in the faces and the voices. It's such a gift to me, and I hope to them as well. Thank you all.
Thank you very much, Carolyn F. Okay, we have Robin B. in Ohio, followed by Getty M.
Hi, this is Robin B. in Ohio, and I'm a compulsive overeater living in recovery one day at a time. And first off, I just want to thank whoever read the 12 traditions for me this morning. And I apologize that I wasn't where I needed to be at the right time to do that. Thank you, and thank you for your grace and understanding with that. With listening to the big book reading this morning, talking about service, and yesterday, the holiday, I was able to spend with family, and at the end of the day, when I was home, and I was thinking and talked with my sister, and I said, that everybody was sharing with me about their health concerns today. I said, nobody's my family typically has not done that with me. And then reflecting and looking back last night, I was like, wow, that's where my higher power wanted me to be, in listening. You know, that was the service that I was providing, and sitting there and listening to others share about their health concerns, and then, you know, offering them wasn't like in that relationship with the sponsee, but, you know, just sharing with them about what had worked for me and listening to them and being able to hear them out, that there are other options available to them. And I just thank my higher power for allowing me to be able to do that service to others. And, you know, I don't know why it works, but it does. It does. And I'm thankful for the opportunities that my higher power gives me, even though I don't even realize that in the moment that they are these opportunities of service that he gives me, and that I just do them because that's what he'd have me to do. And so anyway, thank you for letting me share, and I pass.
Thank you very much, Robin B. And Getty M. from New York is up next.
Yeah, hi, this is Getty M. And I'm quite new. I'm 2 weeks in OA. And what I wanted to share about the emotions full of gratefulness that I have, seeing and coming to believe how this program works by people giving away what they have received and how they recovered. And this is the only way that people are being attracted and are so much wanting to stay in here. I cannot express the amount of phone calls and heartwarming wishes, and it's not only the calls, it was the feeling that I got behind of the recovered members and members that were able to relate to my bulimia condition, and how I felt that they really care. And it's not just that they need to do 3 calls per day and that's why they reached out to me. It's because they really are here and they understand my struggle and they love me for what I am now, even though I'm still in the process and in the beginning of recovering, and I was able to put my food down, and I'm in the beginning of learning the big book. They're here to guide me. They're here to love me. They're here to listen to me, and this is such a wonderful place on earth. I don't know if there are many other places out there that give so much unconditional acceptance and love as I found here. And I want to also express my sponsor that I have found, the way she is giving from her time to explain to me what we're reading in the big book and giving me explanation on the lectures that I can find on the website that will explain to me more in depth from the special edition lectures that I can understand more about my addiction and about how to recover. And like holding my hand as if she's getting paid for that, I don't know in any place in the other world, out in the world, that I would have for free such guidance to heal a sickness that I'm struggling with since I remember myself. So thanks to all of you, and I very much encourage all recovered members and all members that have the experience to do further what you're doing, because this is what keeps people coming and keeps people wanting to stay here and going on to this beautiful path of recovery that you are all shining the light of, that it pays to get there. So my phone number, I don't know if it's yet on the website, so I'll leave it, 845-604-1315, call, text, or WhatsApp. My name is Getty M. Thank you. Have a wonderful weekend.
Thank you very much, Getty M. Okay, we have time for one more share. Who'd like to take it? Star 1 to unmute. Now it's just a, yeah, one more share. Who'd like to take that?
This is Mona.
Mona, please go ahead.
Okay. Thank you so much for your service. And I am new in recovery, just almost 5 months, and I am so grateful for all of you who are sponsoring, and you're training me to get there, and I'm so grateful for that. I want to say that here, just a success story, and talking with my sponsor, I revealed to her I was nervous about going to Thanksgiving because my sister and I can be competitive with our weight, and I'm about 10 pounds away from my goal weight, and my sister is not there. And she said, pray about it. And I have to tell you, it was such a miracle because we had a lovely day yesterday, and it wasn't until my husband made a comment about my sister's weight this morning that I realized when I looked at my sister, I didn't see her weight. I saw my sister. And the mental twist of this disease is so, so crazy. My sponsor helped me a couple days ago because I was just spiraling down and feeling bad. And again, my mental twist was my perfectionism. I'm not doing this right. I'm not doing this right. I'm still recovering from COVID. And I can't do things as quickly as I want to do them. And the more I spiraled down into the perfectionism, the worse I felt. So sponsors, you are amazing. I can't wait to be able to be one. And thank you for the training that I feel we're getting to get there. That's all I have to share. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We have 1 minute if anybody wants to squeeze in a quick one. 1 minute share. Star one to unmute.
I'll take it. This is Dara C.
It's all yours, Dara. Please go ahead.
Thank you. Thank you, everyone doing service today. This is Dara C., recovered compulsive overeater in Wilmington, Delaware. And I just am blown away that I just don't know how they knew in the beginning that in order to stay sober, they had to work with others. I don't know how they knew that, but I'm so grateful they knew that. And the only person that can really help another compulsive eater is another compulsive eater, because we're the only ones that speak the language. We're the only ones that have walked it. We're the only ones that get it. And it's so amazing and it's so beautiful to watch how it's mushroomed over the years. And when I get out of the way, I was scared to sponsor too in the beginning. And when I get out of the way, God puts exactly who is meant to be helped at that moment. Maybe not all the way through the steps, maybe just a little bit of information, but whoever I am meant to help, God puts right on my path, and everything works out exactly as it's supposed to. So I'm just feeling very grateful today. And everyone have a great Friday. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Dara C. Okay. We'll now close the meeting with a reading from the Big Book on page 164, followed by the Serenity Prayer. Will Chanel T. please read a vision for you? Our book is meant to be suggestive only.
Thank you, Elaine. This is Chanel T. in Washington State, gratefully recovered today. Our book is meant to be suggestive only. We realize we know only a little. God will constantly disclose more to you and to us. Ask him in your morning meditation what you can do each day for the man who is still sick. The answers will come if your own house is in order. But obviously, you cannot transmit something you haven't got. Excuse me. See to it that your relationship with him is right, and great events will come to pass for you and countless others. This is the great fact for us. Abandon yourself to God as you understand God. Admit your faults to him and to your fellows. Clear away the wreckage of your past. Give freely of what you find and join us. We shall be with you in the fellowship of the Spirit, and you will surely meet some of us as you trudge the road of happy destiny. May God bless you and keep you until then.